that could add. Because this can turn into a whole discussion of Masechet Zvachim and take us for 6 months. I'm just going to talk about the Parshas Chatos and the Parshas of Asham Vaday and Asham Talui. Right? So the Chatos and the Asham are obviously different than all other Kabanos because they're very specific to a very specific event. Right? Shlomim is general, Ola is general, of course the Karban Tamid is general, no doubt the Karban Toda is a Thanksgiving offering. But if you bring a Thanksgiving offering for five different things, or for just being thankful for being alive today, it's all the same, right? But if you need to bring a chatas for eating meat with blood, it's not the same as bringing a chatas for eating chelev. You know what I'm saying? Chatas is very specific to a very specific event.
But the chatas is the same structurally, even though it's different for what
it's
doing.
Yes, no doubt. But because of this, if a chatas is brought shelo lishma, totally out, burn it, destroy it. It's like the worst kind of, that's true, but only of a chatas and only one other carbon, the carbon pesach. Karban Pesach has a special din of, the minuyim. You can't eat it unless you were registered, right? You remember that rule? So this is true about the chatas. Why it's not true about an osham is a bit of a pella in the Gemara. There's one time, Rabbi Eliezer, very famously, who holds that a korban osham is also must be very specific. But there are six types of ashamos. When we say ezo makom and shlozvachim, you'll see asham etzor, asham nazir, asham. Okay, so that's just the idea of a chatos. So that if you know you committed a chatos offense, say it the next morning. Simple. Okay. Most common chatos offense that we are liable to commit is forgetting that it's Shabbos and mommy start writing a letter. Or that you knew it was Shabbos, but you didn't realize that what you were doing is a malacha. Right?
How do you know?
Now, you find out. Someone tells you. You can bring. Yeah, 2 months ago, I didn't realize 2 months ago when I did this that this is a malacha. In fact, I've been doing this all my life. That's why you have to learn Hilchos Shabbos. But don't mistake this for turning on the light as you're leaving the bathroom. Because that's forgetting Shabbos and not realizing what you're doing. That doesn't even need kapara at all. Because that's an onus. Onus rechamon apatri. The Torah forgives us for accidents. It doesn't forgive us for mistakes. There is a clear difference between the two. A demonstrable difference between the two. And when we learn Meseches Makos, I always hear teachers of Meseches Makos just mix these terminologies. They say if you kill by accident, you go into Golos. No, if you kill by accident, you do nothing. You may have a bad conscience for it. If you kill by mistake, you go into Golos. What's the difference between a mistake and an accident? An accident is you're driving and you're just driving at the speed limit. And a kid runs right out between cars, and you had no time in the world. The best reflexes in the world, the best brakes in the world couldn't stop. That's an accident, right? A mistake is where you knew your brakes were bad, you knew you weren't stopping well, you knew you went right through a light once in the middle of the night, and you couldn't stop in time. And you're going to get around to it, and you just, okay, I'll just drive one more time. And then a kid runs 30 feet in front of you, and you step on the brakes, and the car still runs him over. You get the difference there? I mean, I'm exaggerating a little here, but that's a mistake. I wouldn't call it amazed, right? Maybe even bordering on negligence, right? In Meseches Makos, you have to understand four words, and this is very germane to Oshem and Chatos. You have to understand between mezid, which doesn't have any carbon. You don't get to bring a carbon chatas for mezid. You get it? And we just finished the four terminologies. And mistake, or better word when learning makos, is inadvertence. If you inadvertently kill, you go into galus. If you kill by accident, you don't go into galus. If you kill by negligence, then, I mean, then you don't get the protection of the Ir Miklat.
You're just on the run.
You're not allowed to go to the Ir Miklat.
So what do? You just you're on the run, you're just trying to survive?
I mean, negligence is karov l'mezid.
Being an asham for that?
No. I mean, you're just open season for the relatives. I mean.
But you can defend yourself too, right?
Sure.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yes. It is. I mean. So the Gemara usually see, anyone kills, takes a life, he immediately gets taken to a jail. And they worry out which one of these four is it. The Gemara considers killing negligently, like depraved negligence, to be very close to mazid. We can't kill you, and we can't kill you because you didn't kill the mazid. It wasn't murder one. But it was so depraved that you have to, it's some kind of punishment.
Mm.
So your punishment is you have to live in fear of the family members. And you don't get the protection of the Ir Miklat. Okay, so that's so if we know we committed a chatas of the only one that is really Shabbos. But even that, usually it's called misasek. It's that you didn't realize it was Shabbos and you didn't realize what you were doing. You just picked up a pen and started. Right? The pen may be different.
What's the difference between me and Brian? We do exactly the same thing. Divine providence has it that the kid ran in front of his car or my car versus we're both negligent. We both didn't check our brakes. But I happen to be. We both are guilty of the same thing.
You have to evaluate. You know, these are. Okay. It's Mesachas Makos. Really good. It really goes through these and young. Carefully. I'll just tell you one etza. Is that on Shabbos the Torah tells us to check your pockets to make sure that you don't violate Shabbos because carrying is such a common thing that you have to get out of your way to make sure that you don't carry it on Shabbos. It's a very unusual kind of rule. So that if someone realizes during Shabbos that I carry without, where there's no Eruv, that's a mistake. It's an accident. That moment, that's a mistake. But you have to do kapara for that. Because the Gemara warned you, don't let that happen. So I might think that also, if one turns on or off a light in a bathroom on Shabbos, in the middle of the night, that also needs kapara.
Because you should have put a tape on it.
Put a tape or something on top of it because it's such an obvious, such an easy thing to do. And I have I'll talk about this tomorrow morning. I have an interesting raya from Taisvis and Beitza to this. It's a fascinating Taisvis on this topic of protecting from something going wrong with Shabbos.